Hi everybody, this is Asim from the podcast, and we have an exclusive interview with Vidyu Jamwal, who plays the villain or anti-hero in this week's big release, Force, starring John Abraham, Janelle D'Souza, and directed by Nishikant Kamat. It's getting already great reviews in India, and reviews are popping up on the internet, and I'll probably be watching it this weekend too. But I think a big part of the success is going to be Vidyut, who's a really nice guy. I really enjoyed speaking with him, and he just has that excitement of a newcomer to the industry, which I love to hear. So I hope you enjoy the interview. We talk about a bunch of stuff. We talk about old school martial arts, nunchucks, how he got to the movie, his background, which is very surprising, interesting. So I hope you enjoy the interview. Leave us a review on iTunes if you got a chance. We'd love you for it. Hope to catch you soon. We have another really good episode lined up, which we'll be dropping in a couple of days. So drop us a line on youpodcasting@gmail.com or follow us on Twitter. Here goes my interview with Vidyut Jamwal, the anti-hero in Force. Hi, how's it going?
How are you? You're the first man who's called me.
Oh, that's good to hear. We can talk about manly stuff.
I'm glad you called. Thank you.
Thanks for your time. I know you're a very, very busy man, especially with the movie coming out.
And I'm not complaining about it. I'm loving every moment of being busy.
That's great. I'm guessing this is probably your first podcast, right?
Yes.
Okay. So you are on Facebook, but not on Twitter yet.
No.
So as soon as you're like a big, massive success, how are you going to interact with your fan club?
You know, I don't know how it's going to happen because I'm quite not able with technology. But I'm sure something's gonna happen because I've got about 50 friends on Facebook. Do I get about 200 invites a day?
Oh God!
But yeah, I'm not really too active on it. But let's see what happens.
Let's get started with Force then. How did you get about this project? How did it kind of come about? How did they approach you?
You know, now I started really believing in Destiny more because they had auditioned about 500 people. And I was not in the city, and I walked into Bombay, and a friend of mine told me, just go and meet this director, he's looking for somebody. So I met him, and I have this showreel of mine which has action in it, because that's what I do, and that's what my background is. And I showed it to him, and about 5 minutes, he just told me, do you want to come for an audition tomorrow? And I was like, okay, I would love to. I met him the next day, 5 minutes, the audition's on, and I go and meet the producer the next day, and everything was superb. So, yes. Destiny.
Wow, that's amazing. So, I mean, when we see these movies like Luck by Chance and Chance Pe Dance, so this is not really your story, right? You just kind of came in and you just blew everybody over?
You know, I think this is how life works. Everybody, including you, the way you must have got a job, I'm sure nobody plans everything in life. And I think planning really doesn't, I don't believe in planning too much because you should just go with the flow. So yeah, all the movies do make sense, a lot of them.
So why didn't you just go for a hero role? I mean, you got the physique, you got the action going for you. Why not?
If you got that one, would you do Heath Ledger or the other one? I would do Heath Ledger. That's my answer. You know, I love this character. This basically the remake. And, you know, I couldn't have asked for anything more because the anti-hero gets to do the best action. The anti-hero gets to look good all the time. And the demeanor is very calm, very cool. I loved it. I couldn't have asked for anything better.
It's actually very interesting you make the Joker-Batman comparison, because when I saw the original Kaka Kaka, I think the way the villain unleashes the kind of mayhem on the city, it really reminds me of the Joker character in a way.
This character is incredible.
And they always kind of say that a hero is only as good as its villain, so I guess you have to be on the same level as John Abraham, right?
I agree, you know, but honestly, the concept of hero, villain, that's changed now because, you know, the villain is a hero too because if he gives him his performance, the best in his performance, he's a hero. Now, the hero is the person who embodies the character better, I think.
Yeah.
And, so what I had to do was just do in my best, look good, play the part, and I thought if I would do that, I would be the hero. So, yeah, it's good. I didn't think of it as a villain or a hero.
So, you come from a modeling background, right?
I come from an ashram background.
Oh, really?
No, you know, I lucky me, I lived in an ashram from the age of three. And that's where I started doing this martial art form called Kalkalari Fight, which is a South Indian form of martial art. And all my life, I've been doing martial art and action, and I'm a national gymnast. So, yeah, that's what my background is. Then people thought that I could walk the ramp and I could make it look good. Yes, I started walking the ramp. I did well. And I was waiting for something good to happen in terms of where I could do action and I could act. And, yeah, there I am.
So tell me a bit about this martial art, because I'm a martial art nut. I love Tony Jaa, I love like Bruce Lee, Jackie Chan, growing up on this. How is your martial art that you do? Sorry, I won't try to pronounce it because it's a bit tough for me, but how is it different from regular Kung Fu or anything like that?
Okay, first thing first, you know, I want to thank you for watching the movie Kaka Kaka. I haven't spoken to anybody who's seen the movie. I'm talking to the journalist.
Oh, God.
And really, that's incredible that you watched the movie. I'm grateful to you. Second, thank you once again. You're the man who knows about action. The people ask, you know, thanks for saying Kung Fu. They've been telling me, yeah, what do you do about Kung Fu? So, yeah, thank you once again. No, really. All right, you know, I need you to know something really long. Martial arts. Kalari Fight is the South Indian form of martial art. And that is the mother of all martial arts. And in history, it is on paper, and the whole world believes in it, that this martial art form has made all the other martial arts. So there was this guy called Bodhidharma who traveled from Kerala into China and started the Shaolin Temple. And that's where the martial art grew. Anyway, Kalari has weapons, it's got gymnastics, it's got oil massages, it's got everything that we have in all other martial arts, and more. So that's what Kalari is. And after I started Kalari at 3, by the age of 9, I started doing gymnastics. And as a gymnast, I was lucky and I did well. And I did, I was a national champ. Wow. And then after a few years, I kept, because I was traveling into the ashram, I started picking up a lot of martial art forms. And then I came to Bombay. I did an amalgamation of all these different martial art forms, including Tai Chi, and made my own stuff, which you will see in the movie, Force, right. A bit of it. And if you YouTube with your Jamwal Force, I just did a press conference where I did a bit of an act for the media. You can see that we've done an amalgamation of different martial art forms.
I saw that, actually. I saw you jump over those three policemen, stuntmen. That was very reminiscent of Tony Jaa, actually. It reminded me of that scene.
Yeah, it's about fitness. You know, you can jump off cars, you can do a lot of things. It's about fitness. So, yeah. Like you said, if you watch Kung Fu, you do Muay Thai, you do Capoeira, they all are similar because the form is about defense, it's about agility, it's about looking fit. Yeah, so...
Is this the martial art that Kamal Hassan used in Hindustani with the pinches in the stomach and all that, that paralyzes?
Exactly. Now, if you say that you've seen Jet Li do it, so I would say, you know what, it's a part of another martial art form. Yes, that's what... the Hindustani movie has a lot of color in it.
Yeah.
So it's called Marm.
Okay.
It's called Marm. So basically, you touch somebody and you can paralyze
him. Okay. So, I mean, I think in an example of somebody that was a model, I mean, although you're not completely a model, a martial artist more, but making that transition to acting, I think John Abraham is the only male actor that has been able to do that successfully. So did he kind of give you tips how to make that transition?
You know, I beg to differ because Akshay Kumar, I met him and he used to model too. I spoke to Salman and the incredible thing is he used to model too. So I think modeling does help you because you become more comfortable, confident, you know what to wear, what not to wear, how to walk. So all these boys who we don't know about have been models too in their own way. They have been modeling before coming into cinema. And yes, John did. We both used to have a lot of conversations about when he was a model, how it was, how was it when he walked the ramp. So we did have a lot of conversations about the fashion industry, yes.
Okay. So, I mean, like I said, I've seen Kaka Kaka. How did you, and I'll be honest with you, I felt the villain in Kaka Kaka was slightly weak just because he was compared, I mean, he was pitched against Surya, who's an amazing actor. And after seeing you on stage, I feel you have that physicality, and because there's such a focus on action, I think you can take on John. So what kind of changes did you bring to Pandya's character? I think it was named Pandya, right, in the original? To your character.
Wow. Yes, Pandya was the character. Honestly, I did not even... I just watched the movie. I loved the character. I loved Surya in it too. You know, I used to be on a set and he wanted me to get into the skin of this character. When I was on the set, he said, this is what you have to do. You have to look comfortable. You have to, you know, the character is the same, but we have altered a lot of the characteristics of the character because of the way I look, the way my physique is, and the way I do action.
Yeah.
So there are a lot of changes in my character. So for me, I basically, the way I look, the way I am, the way I walk, the way I talk is the way I was supposed to be the character. So the only thing I had to change was the thinking process. And yes, that's what I have to do. It wasn't really that difficult.
I think you're also maybe playing it a bit more subdued. I mean, I haven't seen much of you in the trailer yet, probably because you're the surprise package in a way. But I felt that, you know, like South Indian movies are a bit more exuberant in their expressions of emotions. So did you kind of play it a bit down? Because that's what John was trying to do, I think.
You know, it's a real life instance. It's the way we show the bad guy in cinema. They don't really exist like that. They aren't loud. They don't really need to be loud. A bad guy can be thinking from his head and just being, he can be manipulating a lot of things. So, yeah, it is subdued. It's cool. It's much more calm, the character. And he's not loud, for sure.
Okay. So, what's next for you? What is happening after Force?
You know, I am, the good thing is, because of the response that I've got, I am meeting a lot of interesting people and the people who really matter now. Yes, I am meeting them, but I'm going a bit slow because I'm actually flowing with the flow. Whatever suits me, whatever happens, I will take it and I'll go from there.
Okay.
But I am listening to a lot of interesting scripts and meeting a lot of interesting people.
Okay. So you want to go for a full-fledged hero role after that? And how are your dancing skills? Because you'll need that too.
You know, honestly, for me, I hadn't planned doing a negative role.
Yeah.
And for me, I would love to see, I'm a lover of cinema. So what I would love to do is, I love Amitabh Bachchan. I would love to be doing romance like him. I would love to be the bad guy again like him. I would love to do comedy like him. I would love to do drama like him.
Yeah.
And yeah, for me, dancing, you know, the way I'm an acrobat, the way if you've seen the clipping, because I'm a gymnast, you know, anything you just put in something, you will be good at it. And me, because rhythm is not a problem. Yes, I am a good dancer.
So I'll just ask this final question because I know your time is precious and there's probably other people that want to talk to you too. If you could play the hero in any remake, because being Force being a remake, which hero role would you want to take on? You did mention Amitabh, obviously.
You know, Zanjeer is superb.
Zanjeer?
Yeah, Zanjeer is superb. Why not, man?
You want to kick that chair out of Pran's legs when he wants to sit down?
You know, every Indian man would want to do that.
Yeah.
Super, man. You know, we were just talking about something. You know, the media has been asking me because there was an article in the Indian press here that the real man has arrived.
Yeah.
That's me. And they've been all asking me, what's the real man? Honestly. And I've been telling them, you know, the real man has been like Amitabh Bachchan. The people before the metrosexual men were the real men.
Yeah.
I'm not saying the men, they aren't men today here, but not being vain, not only talking about protein shakes and being very, very, very good to women, opening doors still for them. I think that's the real man. So, no, this is just out of the box because he's been, the media has been talking about the real man and they've been writing about me as a real man.
Yeah.
So, I would love to do that Amitabh bit for sure because he was a real man and he did behave like one and everybody would want to be a real man.
I think there's a combination now. They call it the uber sexual. After the metrosexual, we have the uber sexual, where we have a strong, confident man that works out but still can cook for his woman. So I guess that's what we attain to be.
Yeah, that's the real man. Of course, that's the real man too. Uber-sexual man.
Great. Well, thanks so much for your time, and I hope the movie is a success for you, and we can chat again very soon on your podcast and see you a lot more on screen.
Super, it was a complete honor talking to you, and thank you very much for the information you have. I'm really impressed.
No, we don't like gossiping. We just want to talk about movies. We're film lovers like you are. And, martial arts. I would love to talk like 30 minutes just about martial arts with you. I love doing that, or even bodybuilding, because I'm a gym nut too, so.
Yeah, it makes a lot of difference. You know, I was very happy when you told me you do martial arts. Like, what's kung fu? I'm like, listen, buddy, it's kung fu, first thing first.
Some people say kung fu karate even, right? They just make it one
kung
thing.
Yeah. Do you do kung fu karate? No, I just do karate.
Yeah.
I do nothing, buddy.
I used to do a little bit of nunchucks with those soft foams, but it didn't
work. You know, that's amazing because, you know, when we're growing up, that's the first thing that comes into hand, and like, it's incredible because every boy who does martial arts has to know it.
Yeah, and it goes horribly wrong, and then you stop.
Which I do the, there's a triple shock, which is called the triple nunchuck.
Yeah, I've seen.
I use it. Yeah,
wow.
That's incredible. Yeah, but it's, you know, it's much easier than the double because. Yeah, once you get a hang of it, it's really incredible.
Yeah, it's a lot in the rotation, I imagine. Like the rhythm that you were talking about dancing, you just kind of keep that momentum going, I guess.
Exactly, yep.
Well, it was great talking to you. So much, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you, buddy. It was lovely talking to you.
Thanks.
सपनों के हैं महल बिखले तन मन है सांसों में है नशा तुम हम सफर हो तो सब है जैसे हंसी चांद से ज्यादा है जगमगाती जमीन प्यार में डूबी सी लगती है हर दिशा
सपनों के है महल बिखले तन मन है सांसों में है नशा
जैसे हसी चांद से ज्यादा है जगमगाती जमीन प्यार में डूबी सी लगती है हर दिशा।